Welcome to Shom HaShom on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas Aram B'Yakov Shom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara, starting from the Mishnah, tells us that on Shemitah, a person cannot be Madir his friend. One cannot be Madir his friend from Peir Shemitah on Shemitah. The discussion of the Gemara is, can a person is Oyser Dover Shebir Shusoy, I feel like Kishayetzim Shusoy. Before Shemitah, can you affect something that later will be out of his rishos? But on Shemitah, it's for sure that everything goes out of the rishos of the Adam. And this connects to the essence of what Shemitah is all about. And we use over here what's brought down in the Ramban and Rabbi Bechaye and Chumash and Parshas Behar. And they explain there, Pi Kabbalah, that the idea is that this world exists for 6,000 years, and then 1,000, one millennia, will be destroyed. And this is really the cycle of the world always. The 6 days of the week, then comes Shabbos where everything stops. There is 6 years, and then comes the seventh year, the Shemitah, where everything stops, everything is Choruv. And this is in the essence of the world. The essence of the world is that the world is a world of six only, and the seventh, it's gone. It's already brought down in the Rechaim and others that the days of the week, you have 6 days, and then comes Shabbos. Really, the world is finished on Shabbos. In order to go again and start Shabbos again, you need to recreate the world in the next week. Meaning, the world comes to the seventh, and the seventh, everything is destroyed. And now to continue on, you have to rebuild. Happens every week, and it happens every Shemitah. Azoy zog the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaye, on the idea of Shemitah. And you may have this to continue this point on. Brought down, now that is the idea of what happens in the year after Shemitah. Because in the year after Shemitah, it says, the when does Mashiach come? Mashiach comes in the year after Shemitah. Ben David ba in Moitzi Shemit. After Shemitah ends, then Ben David comes. After Shemitah ends, we have the mitzvah of Hakel, where everybody has to come together. So the idea is, because the world exists for 7 years, and then it's destroyed in the seventh year, when you start again, it's a rebuild. It's a new creation. In the new creation, that's the opportunity for Ben David to come and Mashiach to come in that new creation. When the new creation happens, every 7 years, we have Hakel, where the king joins everybody together, and they have to do another Kabbalah Satoira, because it's a new creation, we have to receive the Torah once again, once the world ends. This is what Shemitah is all about. And this is what's echoed here in our Gemara. A person cannot be Madir, his friend, in Peir Shemitah. Because this, when you come to Shemitah, everything is hefker, everything is gone. Because the world really stops to exist to a certain degree. And immediately a person has no ownership on his fruits. Discussion here in the Achronim, does the hefker have to come in Mele, or a person can be mafker directly? Sounds in our Gemara that a person comes in Mele. But in any case, the idea is that Shemitah brings that destruction of anything that we have, and there's no sense of ownership when we get to Shemitah. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.